those victims were unlucky, but they still want to try their luck to make the way into the UK, where the job market, I mean, the grey area of the economy is still pretty good, so they can make money and send hundreds of pound sterlings home.
That was Wang Nguyen, editor of the BBC East Asia Hub, which includes the Vietnamese service. And before him, you heard Tamsin Barber, a sociologist who studies the Vietnamese diaspora. That's it from this edition of News Hour. From me, Julian Marshall, and the rest of the team in London, goodbye.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org, reminding you that open enrollment for healthcare insurance begins on November 1st, and that Boulder County coverage guides are available to help you protect yourself and your family. Assistance is open to the public and confidential, and available in both English and Spanish. More information can be found at BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org.
Support comes from No Credits Productions, featuring Destination Freedom, a radio drama series presenting Enrique's journey, part one and part two, based on the novel by Sonia Nazario, adapted by Anthony J. Garcia. Part one will take place on November 5th and will feature musical guests, Sudaka Project, a Latin American acoustic band. Part two will take place on November 12th and will feature musical guests, Los Mocochetes. Performances will be followed by a community conversation. Tickets and information available at thedairy.org.
And this. And this is SoundLab, and I'm your host, DJ Damon, who's welcoming all the beautiful freaks as we're going to play some selections that might help you trick or treat. Going to get started with one written by Ken Nordine, Tom Waits, and Kathleen Brennan. Stay tuned for Hour of Undead Rock and Roll, Electronica, and Other Ghoulish Finds. And then stay tuned for the Grateful Dead Hour after that, and Electronic Air and Under the Floorboards as we pack a lot of fun into this evening.
Our tent on a dark green knoll outside of town by the train tracks and a seagull dump. Topping the bill was Horseface Ethel and her marvelous pigs in satin. We pounded our stakes in the ground all powdered brown, and the branches spread like scary fingers reaching. We were in a pasture outside Kankakee, and one-eyed Myra, the queen of the galley, who trained the ostrich and the camels, she looked at me squinty with her one good eye in a Roy Orbison t-shirt as she bottle-fed an orangutan named Tripod. And then there was Yodeling Elaine, the queen of the air, who wore a dollar sign medallion, and she had a tiny bubble of spittle around her nostril and a little rusty tear, for she had lassoed and lost another tipsy sailor. And over in the burnt yellow tent by the frozen tractor, the music was like electric sugar, and Zuzu Bolan played Stave and Chain and Mighty Tiny on the saw, and he threw his head back with a mouthful of gold teeth, and they played Lopsided Heart and Moon Over Dog Street. And by the time they played Moanin' Low, I was soaking wet and wild-eyed. And Dr. Bliss slipped me a preparation, and I fell asleep with Livery Stable Blues in my ear. And me and Molly Hui drank Pruno and Kool-Aid, and she had a tattoo gun made out of a cassette motor and a guitar string, and she soaked a hanky in three roses and rubbed it on the spot, and drew a rickety heart and a bent arrow, and it hurt like hell. In funeral wells spun Poodle Murphy on the target as he threw his hardware. Only once in Sheboygan did he miss, at a matinee on Diamond Pier, and she never let him forget it. They were doing two shows, and she had a high fever, and he took off a piece of her ear, and Tip Little told her she should leave the bum. But Poodle said, "He fetched me last time I run." But I'd like to hammer this ring into a bullet, and I wish I had some whiskey and a gun, my dear. And I wish I had some whiskey and a gun, my dear.
Thank you for supporting KGNU during our Connecting Communities Fall Fund Drive. We are so grateful to our amazing community of donors, volunteers, and partners. You help make this station possible, and for that we are so grateful. Thank you.
Coming up on his toe. Oh, look, there he goes. Why, Mr. Ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night when Mr. Ghost is going to town. And he can't be late. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bone to hot saxophone, 'cause Mr. Ghost is going to town. Boom, boom, boom. To do a little stepping, he'll shake his bone to hot saxophone, 'cause Miss the Ghost is going to town.
Haunts you, and only with your laughter can you armchairs lean against the rosy sky.
Thank you. late.
In there by Michael Chapman. I think I said undead rock and roll, but that was actually a set of undead folk from the new album True North. And we also heard Fairport Convention. It was a demo of After Halloween. Roses Blue by Joni Mitchell. And two novelty songs in there, although I thought they had a little bit of soul despite being novelty. That was one going way back, I believe, to the 30s. Mr. Ghost Goes to Town by the Five Jones Boys. And Strollin' Spooks by Ken Nordine and his orchestra started us off. All right, it is supposed to get, I guess, to 20 degrees sometime late tonight or early tomorrow morning and sort of stay that temperature. So I found one about snow. It's not snowing yet, but something coming in our forecast. And I found this one off a compilation of the radio show by Jarvis Cocker. And this is one that he played on his show, and I found this, and it seemed like a good song to play about snow. So here's Tim Rose with Snowed In.
It's getting colder. The trees are full of it, all white on top of white on top of white. Ain't got no shovel. Ain't got no email. It's cold, and the lights don't work. A man needs isolation, but this is just a little too much. All this white on top of white. High by the bridge, the car's almost full under. All white on the hood. Maybe I could move the flakes with this here teaspoon. Maybe I could run out with tennis rackets strapped to my feet. No. No use. I can't shift it. I'm all snowed in. Not even with my shoulder. The radiator's frozen and the power's gone. This gives me time. Time to think. Time to work myself out. White on top of white. Ain't got no shovel. Ain't even got a pigeon. God, it's getting colder. I'm all snowed in.
up. I turn into a teenage goo goo muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets, looking for something that is nice to eat. You'd better duck when I show up, the goo goo muck. I'm the night headhunter looking for a head, with a way out body underneath that head. I'll get you, baby, with a little luck. I'm a teenage tiger and a cuckoo buck. You better duck when I show up, the cuckoo muck. The city is a jungle and I'm a beast, a teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want the most and still I'll take the least. I'm the goo-goo muck tiger and a teenage beast. You'd better duck when I show up, the goo-goo muck. And sing, baby, like I've been telling you. I'm the goo-goo-goo-goo-goo. And sing.
Running out for the people of the Asylum of the Insane. Asylum of the Insane, where madness is the norm. Filmed in horoscope, see thrilling scenes in 3D. Three-dimensional terror jumps off the screen and into your lap. Obtain your free 3D blood shield glasses upon entering the theater. Rated GP, but not recommended for impressionable children. Asylum of the Insane, produced in Hollywood by Maniacs.
Pero ese güey está bien mamón.
Con el pelo rojo en el
corto.
Thank you. head on straight, mask on crooked. Exit stays left with the cash gone, took it off like a koofy. The fit was a bit doofy. He tried to get screwy with that two for you, one two for me, G. Come to cranky attitude, wet him like a handkerchief on a stanky fatter dude. Whether you's a rapper or a dang sanger, once you in, it's only one way out, like a gangbanger with a new crew keychain and street name. What said do he claim for fame? Peep game, just to keep fetter and stay dip. You need it like a letter or better, a getaway whip. This old thing's rusted, encrusted as the gold rings, the old king's busted. Plan to end global starvation and fat her. Now what in tarnation did I go and do that for? Stuff happens, like getting snuffed for tough tit rapping. See, I told him enough, quit you yapping. The same applied to any and all chumps. The only question he had for y'all is how many lumps? Three or four, either or, one sherry or more. So why you need your heater for? The super villain slid in your party for free. Warner MC, get out of here, kid, you bother me. My mask off my face, was missing for 2 days. For the record, G, came back a year later, whole new identity. Tony Stark's pedigree, my money green like my nickname was Celery. Who was Ghost, who flashes toast? Never wore sheets but bulletproof coats. Oh no, the fans cry for the mask back on. Told him Ghost is dead, he returned at the crack of dawn. Few years from now, him and his pals before the Jetson era arrived. He'll be back summertime 2005, with a half a face iron, the other half water look like alien science. In the summertime, yeah, you can see the face, boy, but the other side I keep lube with the pens on. You mad loyal, when the winter time come, what? I get stuck cause my brain all numb, like I ate 1,000 ices and frozen Pepsis. Aquaman's pops can't water check me, disrespect me, indirectly. I seen his feet and they both lefty, he stepping half correctly. As I stroll the globe and terrorize the planet with a Bill Clinton mask and them play school hands. Me and Doom, always be the best on the landing. Superheroes for life until our souls vanish.
Check me out, my name is Brack, and that's a fact. I got a mom and a dad and a yard out back. We sit by the pool and we nibble on snacks. Then we eat a big lunch and we all take naps.
Why'd the beat stop? Hey! Hey! I got a mask too, so give me the mic!
You're no Doom.
Come on, Danger Mouse, give me that beat. Turn the bed around. Love to hear percussion.
You suck.
Turn it upside down. Love to
hear. I know talent. You ain't done.
Thought you could.
a fiend to a night of terror. But wait until the dead of night.
Had another horrific set in there. Hopefully not too horrific, and I think one more to go, if we're lucky. Screaming Jay Hawkins and their Alligator Wine, and I didn't realize this, but MF Doom, part of Danger Doom, we heard a track from him called The Mask, and you can actually buy his mask. He has a Halloween mask out, so I thought that was appropriate. I almost sort of want that, you know, but might be a little too scary around the neighborhood, I'm not sure. Skull Session by The Arcs, that's featuring David Hidalgo, and I think actually Dr. John, who just passed away this year, is actually on that track. There's a little EP called The Arcs versus The Inventors, Volume 1. Actually came out 2018, I believe. And from The Something Weird, we heard a track called Asylum of the Insane, and that's one featuring real promos from spook shows going back to the 60s. Also, Ronnie Cook, the original version of Goo Goo Muck. We heard The Strange Loves, The Bird and the Bee, and started it all off with Tim Rose. We're going to switch it up a little bit, but still topical. Those of you familiar with vampire films might know the term hammer horror, and it's new to me, but Kate Bush has a song about it, so we're going to check that one out.
You're gone, I've got a hunch that you're following. Calling all vampires. Let's go to town. It's the Vampire Van. Vampire Van. You know what to do. Vampire Van. Vampire Van. It's getting real late. So put on your capes. Time to be frightened. Come on, y'all. Start fighting. It's the Vampire Van. Come on, you tramps. Vampire Van. You know what to do. Vampire Van. Come on, you tramps. Vampire Van. You know what to do. Chill to the bone. Lost your way home. Dead moon rise in the orange night. A loud shriek. Vampires take flight. It's the Vampire Van. Come on, you tramps. Vampire Van. You know what to do. Vampire Van. Come on, you tramps. Vampire Van. You know what to do.
Are you ready, ghouls? Start stalking!
If you're a vampire, try not to burp. If you're a vampire, there's blood, so slurp, slurp, slurp. It's the Vampire Van. Come on, you tramps. Vampire Van. You know what to do. Vampire Van. Come on, you tramps. Vampire Van. You know what to do.
Is it like the Vogue?
Oh, please, that's tired and old.
Well, what do I do?
Do the Vampire Vamp and bite some dude. It's the Vampire Van. Come on, you tramps. Vampire Van. You know what to do. Vampire Van. Come on, you tramps. Vampire Van. You know what to do. You're in luck, all you vampires. Vampire Van. Vampire Van. Vampire Van. Come on, you traps.
Are you ready, fangs? Start biting.
Vampires take flight.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
My name is Damon. That's going to do it for Sound Lab. Hope you enjoyed the show, and stay tuned for the Grateful Dead Hour and Electronic Air coming up.
Support comes from No Credits Productions, featuring Destination Freedom, a radio drama series presenting Enrique's Journey, Part 1 and Part 2, based on the novel by Sonia Nazario, adapted by Anthony J. Garcia. Part 1 will take place on November 5th and will feature musical guests Sudaka Project, a Latin American acoustic band. Part 2 will take place on November 12th and will feature musical guests Los Mocochetes. Performances will be followed by a community conversation. Tickets and information available at thedairy.org.
Support comes from Jim Morris, an environmental and wildlife t-shirt company located in Boulder, Colorado. Jim Morris offers wholesale and custom printed shirts. More information at jimmorris.com.
Support comes from the Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, a Boulder-based attorney specializing in criminal defense for all crimes, including DUIs, misdemeanors, and felonies for all income levels. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz is located at 1733 Canyon in Boulder. The Alternative Law Office is Deadhead owned and operated since 1996 and a member of KGNU since 1987. For more information, visit alt-law.com or call 303-442-2166.
St. Stephen with a rose tracking in style along the Avenue.
Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from the Capitol Theater and Garcia's in Port Chester, New York. Toto play the Cap on Tuesday, October 15th, and Little Feat celebrate 50 years at the Cap on Friday, October 18th. Elvis Costello and the Imposters play October 29th and 30th, and Phil Lesh and Friends return for Philoween on October 31st and November 1st and 2nd. Wednesday is Grateful Dead Night at Garcia's. Events, information, and ticketing at thecapitoltheater.com. Welcome to the Grateful Dead Hour. I'm David Gans. Tuesday morning, September 24th, brought the sad news that Robert Hunter had passed away the night before. He was 78 years old. In a way, the Grateful Dead Hour has always been a tribute to Robert Hunter, given his magnificent contributions to the songbooks of the Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia, the New Riders of the Purple Sage, Jim Lauderdale, and many other artists. I'm going to be revisiting some of our interviews in the weeks to come. I first interviewed Hunter in the fall of 1977 when he was performing frequently in the Bay Area with a band called Comfort. Here's a short excerpt from that interview in which he describes the writing of one of the great songs he wrote for the Dead.
Did I tell you how I wrote Tennessee Jed?
Yeah, you did.
Oh. I wrote it, let's see, was it Madrid or Barcelona? It was Barcelona. I keep thinking it was Madrid, but it was Barcelona. Christy and I were out until all hours drinking vino tinto, and we were staggering back to our hotel that night, and there's this church, this little alleyway, and a very, very high church building on either side, so that it's very cavernous, you know, and like any sound you make walking down the street just resonates and resonates. And there's this guy walking ahead of us playing mouth harp, you know, twang, 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 twang. And I was good and drunk, and I started, I was telling him how I wrote Tennessee Jed, remember, in Barcelona, walking down that, that church street there with the guy playing the Jew's harp.
Oh. I said,
fell four flats and broke my spine. Honey, come quick with the iodine. And it was so out of place in Barcelona at 2 o'clock. This guy walking half a block down. And I just made the verses up when I got back to the hotel room. I just jotted them down like that. And that's how that happened. It's a good place to write a country song. It had that feeling of whatever country feeling or whatever kind of thing it had was just like so absurd in the context of Barcelona like that it became realer than real.